Please be seated. You know, this is a very special musical, and actually today is the last presentation of that musical. I want to tell you something which I didn't say. Yesterday I met some people who asked me, are these professional actors? No, every one of them are our church members, alright? And I want you to also know that the music that you hear throughout the show was all written by Belinda Fu, one of our members. So as you listen to that music, enjoy it, and you know, it's just the hard work of all these people. Friends, it gives me great pleasure to present to you, Church of Our Savior presents to you, Kintsugi, the musical.
Papa? Papa, are you ready to leave?
Just a little while more.
Papa, are you nervous?
Nothing to be nervous about. It is not the first time I've held an exhibition.
But this time is different. It's special, isn't it?
I know.
Papa, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Shall we go?
Yes, I.
Faster! Bang, bang, bang! Bang, bang! Bang, bang, bang! Bang, bang, bang!
Nobu, stop playing with Hikari. Go bring in the boxes of clay now.
But I want to play! I want to play!
Stop playing, Hikari. Don't be naughty, or else Papa is going to spank you. And Uncle Nobu has so many things to do. He's not here just to play with you, right?
Grandpa! Grandpa! Grandpa, can you play horse with me?
Grandpa is too old. How about you play horse and Grandpa ride on you?
But Grandpa, I think you're too heavy for me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look at you. Somebody's quite smelly. You should go and take a bath
but,
now.
But I want to play.
No, go and bathe first, okay?
Take a bath now.
Riko, come, take Hikari to bathe.
Follow.
Come, Hikari, let's get you clean up.
Papa, the boxes of clay have arrived this morning.
Oh, good, good.
Did you order all three types?
Yes, I did.
Papa, who's coming over to our house today?
Oh, Hiroto is bringing three of his business associates. And one of them is Watanabe-san. He has been here a few times.
I remember him. He has quite a few of your works, Papa.
Yes.
Oh, that man. He's a serious art collector. You know, Uncle Hiroto said his house is like an art gallery.
Nakamura-san, I've unloaded all the boxes.
Good. Thank you, Nobu. By the way, Nobu, can you check the invoices and send them out tomorrow?
Yes.
Ah, that must be Hiroto.
Let me get it.
Ha ha! Hirokeki!
Hiroto, my friend. Nice to see you.
I brought you some red bean mochi. I hope you will like it.
Oh, you are very thoughtful.
My pleasure.
Have you met Kiyoshi, my son-in-law?
Kiyoshi, of course. I was at your wedding. You were so nervous. Your father-in-law always has good things to say about you.
And my daughter, Naomi?
I hope Papa has good things to say about me too.
Your Papa always tells me how happy he is to have a daughter like you, because through you, he has gained a son and a grandson.
And you remember Rico and her son Nobu? They are my most trusted workers.
Yes, I remember. And who is this handsome little boy?
Hello.
Let me guess. You must be... Totoro.
No.
No? Ah, then you must be Astro Boy.
No.
Wrong again? Ah, this is difficult. Ah, I remember who you are. You must be Hikari.
Hikari, say hello to Uncle Hiroto.
Hello, Uncle Hiroto. You are very tall.
Yoshida-san, please have a seat and some tea.
Yes, come. Come, come sit.
Good tea.
Yes. When was the last time I saw you?
5 years ago.
Oh?
I came to visit you after your wife passed away.
Yes.
And how are you? How is your health?
Fine. My health is fine. But just that my back hurts. I think I bent too much on the wheel.
You and I are both at that age already, aren't we?
Yes. And how are you?
I am good. Good. My business and all the traveling keeps me busy.
Yes, you can retire anytime, Hiroto. You have all the money.
But I am different from you, my friend. You have a family. Asako and I have no children. So what will we do if we were to retire? Gaze at each other the whole day long?
Indeed, my friend, I must say thank you very much for always introducing your clients to me.
That's because you do excellent work, Hideki. You are such a good porter. Your name is renowned in the market.
You are very kind.
Oh, that must be them.
Let me get the door.
Yoshida-san.
Watanabe-san. Good to see you again. Ah, Kobayashi-san.
Yoshida-san.
Welcome. Please. Miyazaki-san. Very happy you can make it today.
Yoshida-san, thank you for arranging this meeting.
My pleasure. Please. Allow me to introduce. This is my friend, Hideki Yamamoto, one of the most talented potters I've ever known. You remember Ichiro Watanabe? He has been here a few times. And this is Nozomi Kobayashi. She is Indian-Japanese. Mm. Her mother is Indian, but both her father and her husband are Japanese.
Ah, I see. Pleased to meet you.
And the beautiful lady over there is Takako Miyazaki. You might have seen her on the movie screen.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet all of you. Let me introduce to you my daughter, Naomi. And this is my son-in-law, Kiyoshi.
Both Naomi and Kiyoshi are also potters.
Oh, a family of ceramic artists. Interesting.
Come, come. Sit, have some tea.
Yes, please, come.
I don't have much time for tea. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
I understand.
I've seen quite a bit of your work lately, and I must say, I'm very impressed. You know my father, Ken Miyazaki?
Ah, the film director and producer.
This September is his 80th birthday. I'm throwing him a big celebration, and I would like to give him a piece of your work.
It will be my honor to do this for your father.
He is an ardent art collector. But he is very fussy. I'm his daughter, yet I have no idea what he likes. Well, I'm letting you decide. You are the artist.
Hey?
But you're giving Yamamoto-san a very difficult task.
No, no, not at all. In fact, I love a good challenge.
That's great.
Yes.
Look, I have to leave. I have a plane to catch. We'll talk again.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you again.
See you.
And what about you, Kobayashi-san? What do you have in mind for Yamamoto-san?
Your work, Yamamoto-san, is indeed outstanding. My husband has a few of your pieces. You see, it's our fourth wedding anniversary, and I'm thinking of a gift.
Sure. What does he like?
Oh, I know his taste well. Something simple yet stunning, exquisite but not over the top. Oh, by the way, he loves vases.
Oh, that's great.
You can trust Hideki to do a good job.
I'm sure. Thank you, Yoshida-san, for connecting us.
Small matter.
I look forward to your work. I know it will be a stunning piece.
I say, Yamamoto-san, I have bought many of your works, and each time, you have never failed to surprise me.
Thank you.
So what would it be this time, Watanabe-san? Another plate? A cup? A teapot, perhaps?
I would like something different to add to my collection.
You know what you should do? You should maybe build a museum to house all your treasures.
Someday, perhaps. So, as always, surprise me.
Yes, I will do my best.
Thank you, Yamamoto-san. Hiroto and I have a meeting in an hour's time, so I will take my leave now.
Boss.
I have to leave as well.
See you soon.
See you.
Thank you, Hideki.
No, I should say thank you. Naomi will prepare the papers.
Yes, of course. Let's meet again.
Yes, we should.
Thank you, Yoshida-san.
I'll contact you next week, Uncle Hiroto.
Yes, please.
Papa? Papa, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, yes.
I think these commission pieces will be your greatest works of art. Mm. I can feel it.
Yes.
I can't wait to see how they will turn out to be.
Congratulations, Yamamoto-san. I'm thrilled to kill off the commission.
Thank you.
This calls for a celebration. I will cook for us all a good meal tonight.
Oh, that's great. Huh. I remember I have a nice bottle of sake.
So happy to see Yamamoto-san get commissioned to create his work of art.
I'm happy too, and grateful. If he hadn't taken us in, I don't know where we will be. Come, let's get to the market quickly so we can prepare for tonight's dinner.
What do you have in mind to cook for tonight's dinner? Shabu shabu?
Ah. Oh. How is it possible that you can read my mind so well?
Because I am your son.
Wow. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Yamamoto-san has been commissioned.
Whose house is this? And why are there so many of us here?
This is Hideki Yamamoto's house and his clay studio.
Who is he?
How can you not know who he is? He is THE Hideki Yamamoto, the legendary potter of the whole of Japan.
And he has just been commissioned by three of his customers to create works of art. Soon, we will no longer be just lumps of clay.
Oh, please! Do not ever, ever lump me with you. I am not just any clay. I am jiki, or porcelain, if you understand English.
Hi, I'm Seki. Nice to meet you.
Don't worry, it's her English name. Quite easy to remember, right? 'Cause her face,
always look so stoned.
By the way, I'm Doki, also known as earthenware.
Mud. Mud seems more like it. Best as terracotta towels to be stepped on. Me, I get to sit on the table of fine posh restaurants.
But you crack easily. You're a sculptor's nightmare.
Gee, thanks. We may be clay, but don't play.
Sticky and wet, we can be quite a drag.
Once fired and dry, our potential is sky high.
Doki, Seiki, Ojiki, we await our destinies. I'm just a common earthenware. I'm simple down to earth, no flair. I'm pliable, reliable. I'll take whatever shape you make.
Now I'm your solid stoneware. I'm versatile, I've many styles. Believe me, I take the heat, I'm hard to beat. And I'm durable.
She's insufferable.
Step aside for moi, I'm porcelain. Translucent beauty is my name. I'm smooth and delicate, yet tough. There's nothing quite like me.
Enough! There are 3 lumps of potential awaiting our destiny.
Love to be a plate. I'll love to be a vase, and I know I'd look great.
Make me a work of art to be treasured.
When he's gonna start to be needed in such pleasure.
Could be beautiful too, right? Okay.
Come, Hikari. Let Grandpa show you. See? You take the clay and you push it down away from you and you roll it back. And do the same.
Grandpa, why must we knead the clay?
Oh, it's not called kneading, but vegging. It is to remove any bubbles that is in the clay to make it more flexible and easy to work with.
What if we don't remove air
bubbles? Well, if the air bubbles is left in the clay during firing, it will cause the body to break and explode.
Explode?
Yes.
Like a bomb?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So then, what will happen after wedging?
Well, after wedging, what you do is you take the clay and then you put it on the wheel and you shape it. And after shaping, you let it dry for many days before you fire it in the kiln.
The kiln?
Yes.
Mama says never to go.
Oh, that's because the kiln is very, very hot. And Mama doesn't want you to get hurt.
Oh.
Mama is calling you.
Hikari. Mama.
Oh, there
Mama.
You are.
Mama. Grandpa told me about air bubbles today.
Oh, what did you learn?
It's not good to have air bubbles in the clay during firing. If not, it'll be destroyed.
That's my clever boy. Why don't we let Grandpa work on his artwork, okay?
Okay, see you later, Grandpa.
See you later. Oh, ask Kiyoshi to check the bowls before delivery.
Oh, he's already checking, Papa.
That's good.
We'll see you later.
Yes, see you later.
Hikari, next time you have to tell Mama where you are. Otherwise, I was looking all over the place for you and I was very worried, okay?
Okay. Papa, Papa! Papa! No. I learned about air bubbles today.
Air bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
I found him at the studio.
You love to hide in Grandpa's shed, don't you?
Yes, I do. Papa, I want to be a potter where I grew up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That will make Mama and Papa very happy.
You will be a great potter, just like Grandpa. But remember, as a potter, you must work very, very hard. Are you willing to do that?
Mama, how did Grandpa become a potter?
Oh, when Grandpa was 15 years old, Grandpa saw a beautiful bowl outside the shop window.
A shop window? Like ours?
Something like that. And Grandpa was so drawn by the beauty and the art of the bowl, he decided to become a ceramic artist.
You know, sometimes when we fire clay inside a kiln, we don't know how it will turn out. But when you are in the hands of a good potter, he will make all things beautiful.
Are these the hands of a good potter?
Whatever you pursue in life, Hikari, your dreams are our dreams, your hopes, ours too.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Mama.
What do you have in mind for me? Can I give you a few suggestions? Maybe shape me... Yes, yes, this way. Press it, press it. Or that way. Add a little design here.
What are you doing, Jiki? He can't hear a word you say.
I'm trying to see if I can speak into his thoughts.
You know, you should really let him have his way with you. After all, you're in the hands of a good potter.
That's right. Let him craft and shape you. He knows what's best for you.
Most importantly, I must look beautiful. Everything must be perfect.
Get over it, Jiki. Perfection is so overrated. Only God is perfect. No one else is.
That's right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Everything has its beauty, even if not everyone sees it the same way.
Exactly. That's why I need to be perfect. Or at least good enough.
Am I sensing some insecurities from our porcelain the great?
Oh, come on. Let's face it. We are all insecure in one way or another.
That's right.
Let the potter validate you. Only he knows your true worth.
I'm not like you, Doki. You seem so confident, unpretentious, and free.
Jiki, you have to believe you're good enough, beautiful enough, strong enough, just because the potter has made you so.
Everyone, come look. See what the potter has just made.
Wow. Look at you, Jiki. You're taking shape.
Gosh, I am beautiful. I am indeed beautiful.
See, I told you so.
With perceptive water, lovingly, persuasively, is the way of the gentle potter.
Sing a sacred song, as they knead and mold the clay, the precious firm and not too strong, persuading clay to shape his way. Imagining with the unformed,
Sealed in the kiln.
The glorious case is set ablaze, as beauty, strength come with a price. But heart does not flinch in the face of adversity and sacrifice. Imagining with the unformed, dreaming dreams with all their born, playing with possibility, seeing what has yet been seen. Bending down to grasp the earth, reaching out to touch the sky, forming us like giving birth, making beauty come to life.
Round and round the wheel we turn, evolving as the seasons change. Desires grow and our hearts yearn, in spite of time, they never wane.
Sometimes the unexpected strikes, blessings turn to tragic loss. How shall we sing when fortune bites? How shall we dance when pains and falls? Imagining with the unformed, dreaming dreams with all their born, playing with possibility, seeing what been seen, bending down to grasp the air, reaching out to touch the sky, forming us like giving birth, making beauty come.
So many dishes to wash tonight. I'm tired already.
Stop complaining and get on with the drying.
Oh, I really like the tonkatsu you cooked tonight, Ma. The pork cutlet was really delicious. Why? What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just noticed that you have aged.
We have all aged, Ma.
So when are you going to bring a girl home for Ma to see?
There you go again.
You are carefree, just like your father.
I like being carefree. No worries, no nothing.
But you must think for yourself, Nobu. You cannot be like me, a servant all your life. You are still young. You have a future.
Ma, you don't have to worry about me.
Ma is getting old. I hope to see you marry a good girl one day and have children of your own.
Ma, you're starting to get very annoying.
Are you still thinking of Hanako? I am not sure why you let her go. She was such a nice girl.
Ma, I say it again. Don't worry. I can take care of myself.
I will no longer have to worry once you marry.
Fine, I'll go to the market tomorrow morning to find someone to marry.
Don't try to be funny.
I'm bringing in the bowls now.
Nobu, I haven't finished talking. Nobu!
See, this is the third piece.
Wow. Papa, these are so beautiful.
This is something. Really something.
Can you imagine what this will look like after firing? It's going to be spectacular.
I can't wait to see all the clients' reactions. I think they will be so amazed.
I'm sure they're going to love it. Papa, I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of myself too.
Papa.
I think these are my best works.
Papa, when will these be ready for delivery?
Well, once fired, I think we should be able to deliver within a week.
Oh, that's great.
Nakamura-san, I need you to sign these papers.
Good. The clay mixer has arrived. Let's go and take a look.
Wow. Look at that. This is you? Me? And Seiki, look at how the potter has shaped us. This is me. This is the gorgeous me. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to see what I'll look like after the firing. And Seiki is just as beautiful. Look at her. Aww, isn't she stunning? Seiki, where are you? Come take a look at yourself. Seiki? Seiki?
Yeah.
Seiki? Why are you hiding?
Who says I'm hiding?
Gosh, you look so white as if you have just seen a ghost. Seiki, are you fearful?
Fearful? Of what?
The firing?
The kiln, the firing. This is the process I hate the most.
But what is there to be afraid of? Just imagine it like a sauna experience.
Sauna?
You'll be fine.
That's no sauna. I'll be fired up to a temperature of 1,200 degrees. It's way worse than a barbecue.
1,200 degrees is easy feat. I'm fired up to a temperature of 1,400 degrees, okay?
That's because you can take the extreme heat.
Seiki, as much as I understand your fear of entering the kiln, there is one thing you must know. The potter stays up all night, watching over the fire, making sure that we won't crack.
That's true. Many a times he watches without sleep. So what can go wrong? I don't want to know anymore.
And you want to know what goes into the heat and what goes through in the kiln?
Must I know?
It is in the heat that all our moisture and all our impurities are sucked out of us. That is when we become this strong, durable, crystalline piece of art.
But all this process, to what end?
To serve a purpose. Whether we become an earthen pot in someone's kitchen, or a plate to hold food for the hungry.
A work of art to be showcased in the museum. We all have a destiny.
To me, just bringing joy and satisfaction to the potter alone makes me happy.
Well, we're three lumps of potential, awaiting our destinies, hoping we'll be special, that we'd fulfill our fantasies.
We're three clumps of wannabes, anticipating our fates, although there are no guarantees. to our future state.
Even though there are no guarantees,
we're looking forward to our future state.
Don't worry, you're gonna be fine.
Aw, thanks.
Nakamura-san, here's your tea.
Thank you, Nobu. Nobu, are you alright?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for your concern, Nakamura-san.
You can talk to me about anything. You know Naomi and I never treated you and your mother like servants.
Yes, I know. Well, there's been something I've been wanting to ask you, but I'm not quite sure if I should.
Please, ask.
When you first met Naomi and married her, how do you know she's the one?
Well, it's hard to explain. You just know. Wait, why do you ask?
You remember Hanako? She visited us a few times before.
I remember her. Are you two still seeing each other?
No. We broke up some years ago. I wasn't ready to marry her.
Why weren't you ready?
I was afraid. Afraid that we would end up just like my parents.
What makes you think that you will? I've never seen my parents. I don't know who they are. I was only a baby when I was left at the doorstep of my foster mother.
Oh, I never knew this side of your life.
Despite that, I was never bitter. My parents' brokenness is something that I will never understand. But there's one thing I learned in life, and that is being broken is no reason to see all things as broken.
Being broken is no reason.
No one is 100% sure that a marriage will work. Just like pottery, anything can happen. And it takes a lot of hard work, patience, and endurance. Don't let your parents' brokenness define how you should live your life. If you still love Hanako, find her.
But that was 4 years ago. We have since lost touch.
But what if you do see her one day? Then what?
I don't know. I never should have let her go in the first place. I'm such an idiot.
You know, when you finally meet her, things may be different. In life, we must be wise to know the things that can be changed and to accept the ones that cannot be.
Thank you for your advice, Nakamura-san.
Not at all, Nobu. Not at all.
I'll return to my duties now.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see your masterpieces, Hideki. How long did it take you to complete each one of them?
Well, about 6 to 8 weeks for each piece.
I just wonder, do you ever run out of ideas?
Well, I try not to think too much into what I want to create.
Hideki likes to go with the flow, allowing his creativity to lead him.
I'm sure whatever you're going to show me will be breathtaking.
Hideki will surely not disappoint.
Perhaps you should begin. Shall we start with my piece?
Yes. This way?
Oh, that one.
Yes, I created this for your father.
Oh, this is interesting. I like it.
Do you know this bow was molded manually instead of shaping it on the wheel?
The glazing is gorgeous. I'm sure my father would love this.
And the blue streaks make it very attractive.
Beautiful bow. Beautiful.
Now, I'm eager to see my piece.
For your collection, Watanabe-san, I've created something unique for you.
Wow! Yamamoto-san, you surprised me again.
It's an abstract sculpture this time. Brilliant! Brilliant!
You know, this is made out of stoneware. I thought you may like something different.
You read my mind really well. Excellent work, Yamamoto-san.
I suppose this one must be mine?
Yes, Kobayashi-san. I've created this specially for your husband.
A vase? My husband loves vases. Oh, this is simple, yet captivating. And the handles are rather unique, I must say. Yes, this is something my husband would like.
You know this is made out of porcelain? And fired at a very high temperature?
Oh, I am very impressed, Yamamoto-san. When can this be delivered?
Well, in a day or two.
Oh, perfect. Once again, Yoshida-san, thank you for connecting us.
Not at all. Small matter. Small matter. I am so glad you are all happy with the work.
Thank you, Yamamoto-san. We look forward to receiving your works.
Excellent work, my friend. Excellent work.
I'm glad they're happy with what I did. Oh, Kyoshi, please pack the 3 pieces and get them ready for delivery.
Yes, Papa.
Did you see Ichiro's expression when he laid eyes on your work?
Yes.
I bet he never expected an abstract sculpture for his collection. He was beyond happy.
It gives me great joy to see how my clients respond.
Uncle Hiroto. Say hello to Uncle Hiroto.
Hello, Uncle Hiroto.
Whoa, there is my favorite boy.
You are still very tall.
Oh, do you know why? So that we can both reach for the stars together.
Yeah.
So, how was school today? Good?
You went for art class.
Art class? Oh. So, are you going to paint a portrait of me someday?
I want to be a potter where I grew up.
A potter? Just like your father and your grandfather? Well done. Congratulations, Hideki. You will be getting a generation of potters in your household. So, did you get to see your grandfather's masterpieces yet?
No. Can I see them?
But they have already been packed and ready for shipping tomorrow.
But I want to see them. I want to see them.
Hikari, they are already packed. Mama will show you some photos on my phone.
I don't want to see photos on the phone. I want to see them here.
It's packed, okay?
I have a better idea, young man. Let's go have some matcha ice cream.
Matcha ice cream?
Yes, Uncle Hiroto bought you some matcha ice cream. You want? Okay, good.
All right. Go. Your mama will bring you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Enjoy. I just adore that little boy. It's been a long day, my friend. I must take my leave as well.
Yes. Come, visit again sometime.
Yes, I will. Ah, The weather has been erratic lately. Please, keep warm.
Yes.
Take care.
I will. You take care too. Ah, you have them packed already.
Yes, all ready for delivery tomorrow, Papa.
Good. Very good.
Hikari, say something.
Hikari, 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 you're just asleep, right? Hikari, wake up, Hikari. Hikari, stop sleeping, Hikari. It's gone, it's gone.
Hikari. Hikari. We're trying to look at the boxes. Mama, sorry. Mama should have let you see the boxer. My sun, my moon, my stars have left the sky. I'm left bereft in a barren, loveless wasteland. My dreams, my faith, my hopes have said goodbye. I'm left with an empty shell you call existence. I asked the deep, why did he take the one thing that I live for? I asked the waves, why did they cover the one who called me mother? But all I heard was a loud resounding silence. Fate, you're a cruel tyrant.
Sun and moon and stars up in the sky. Oh heavens, you just gave another light. Our hopes, our dreams, our faith have taken flight into another realm where he can't die. Calls unto thee at a rock waterfalls. This bitter waves and billows overwhelm me, and in the thunder's outpour I'm wondering what is senseless death, what is its meaning.
Sun and moon and stars up in the sky. The dam of grief and dusting has broken. Though someday we all say goodbye, the day is always such a tragic moment. The morning.
Thank you.
Are you all right? What about you, Gigi? Are you hurt?
What in the world just happened?
We have been hit by a terrible storm. Everything is destroyed.
Destroyed?
Oh no! Oh no! 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 Oh no!
Gigi, what are you looking for?
Where are the three masterpieces? Where are they? Here! They're here!
Me too.
What about you, Jiki?
No! I'm not meant to look like this! I'm supposed to be elegant and beautiful! How can this happen to me?
I can't believe this. After the entire process of molding and firing, one storm. And this is our final destiny?
I don't know, Seiki. What I do know is that every storm that comes into our lives is an opportunity for God to show His strength. We must not give up hope.
Hope? What hope? Look at this chaos, Doki! Look at us! Our entire world has fallen apart. What hope do we have now?
We are so badly broken, we're no longer whole. What value do we have now? What purpose can we serve?
I wish I had all the answers, but I don't. I can't see what lies ahead. But I will keep trusting and hoping. I believe we will see a rainbow waiting for us on the other side.
If only I have your kind of faith, Doki, but I don't. I really don't.
Well, they say no storm lasts forever, right? That would be my only comfort.
Ultimately, God is our master potter. He will carry us through. He will use our brokenness to do something beautiful. We just have to trust Him.
We don't have much of a choice, do we?
There's a storm, a landslide, or an earthquake. You should have taken extra care with my peace. What do you want me to do now? Cancel the birthday party? It is next week.
Ugh. Yes, I heard about the storm. Saw it on the news. Oh, it must be devastating. No. You don't have to redo another piece. It won't be in time for our anniversary. I'll just have to look for another gift. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh no, this is not good. I have invited many friends to come view my collection. Surely I cannot present a broken piece, can I? If I had known this would happen, I would have taken the sculpture home with me that day. This is disappointing, very disappointing.
Thank you.
What do we do with all these broken pieces? Discard them?
No, don't discard. We need to ask Yamamoto-san what he wants to do with them. He may want to salvage his works.
Salvage? How do you put this back together again? They already lost their value.
This house used to be so lively with Hikari running around. Now that he is gone, all you could hear is just silence.
I miss Hikari. It's crazy to think how someone who used to be a part of your life can be gone in just a second.
You can't predict what life is going to throw at you. It can be sunshine today and dark clouds tomorrow. Go bring the boxes and leave them in the studio. Nobu is so absent-minded, leaving his phone everywhere. Yoshi? Yoshi, is that you? You mean they have been in contact all this while?
I forgot my phone. Have you seen it? I thought I left it here somewhere.
It's here.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'll be off to run some errands now. We'll be back soon.
Off to see your father?
Sorry, what?
You are not running errands. You're off to see your father, right? Are you in contact with him?
No. No.
Don't lie to me. I picked up his call just now. It may have been eons ago, but I can still recognize his voice. Tell me the truth. Have you been meeting him?
Yes.
Why? Nobu, why? Your father is a compulsive gambler. He stole my life savings and lost them all in a day. If not for Yamamoto-san giving us a roof over our heads, we would have been begging in the streets.
Ma, he has quit gambling. He now lives simply and works at a ramen store. Ma has changed, Ma.
Change! Change! A leopard will never change his spots. I want you to stop seeing him.
But Ma, he's still my father after all. I know he has changed. He's sorry for all the pain that he has caused us. He often asks about you. Pa cares for us, Ma.
I will never forgive him for what he has done.
It has been like, what, 30 years? 30 years since you last left him. Shouldn't you close this crack in your life and move on? You can't hold on to your bitterness forever.
I will hold on to this bitterness for as long as I live.
We are the choices we make in life, Ma. The storm has passed. Don't spend your entire life looking back. Perhaps it's time to forgive, let go, and move on. Pa works at Hakata Ramen, over at the other side of the river. You should go visit him one day. Only if you want to.
I can't believe 2 months have passed since the storm.
Yes, I'm flies. How is Asako? You told me she had a fall.
Yes, she did. She was caught in the storm as well. Slipped and fell while she was out. Broke her ankle and her wrist. Good thing there were passerbys to help her.
She better now?
Still immobile, resting at home.
I get Rico to prepare some soup to help her recover.
Thank you. You know, I miss Hikari very much. He was like a son to me.
I think of him every day.
How are Kiyoshi and Naomi coping?
I think they will need some time to grieve. The things that you can't change will end up changing you, isn't it?
Yes.
When you come out from a storm, you won't be the same person as before.
That's so true. I look at my mountain of wealth and all of a sudden it seems to have lost all meaning for me. All I want to do now is to retire, rest, maybe do some charity work.
It is bold. This is the only one that is not broken in the storm. This bow is the reason why I became a potter.
It's a beautiful bow. You say this is the reason? How so?
I was born after World War II, 6 months after we surrendered our forces. Growing up, everything was doom and gloom, not much color.
Yes, I remember.
When I was 15 years old, I chanced upon this bowl at a shop window. And I had to save very hard so that I can buy this.
What makes you so attracted to it?
Well, I love the design. See the colors? Everything about this bowl is beauty to me.
I'm glad this brought you some color in your world of gray.
I wanted my life to be a palette of colors, not realizing that gray is one of the hues. Storms are the grays in our lives. It is part of the journey. And I must learn to embrace it.
There are some things that can only be learned in a storm. But I guess the bigger the storm, the brighter the rainbow.
That's right.
I woke up and you weren't there. I thought I'd find you here.
I couldn't sleep.
Still thinking of Hikari?
I can't help but to keep thinking that it was my fault. What if I'd woken up earlier that night? Or what if I just showed him what's in the boxes?
It is easy to get sucked into the whys and what ifs. Storms come into our lives uninvited, leaving us scarred and broken. But what if this storm is the disguise of a huge blessing that we know nothing about? Would we then want it?
What blessing is this? We lost our son, our only son.
So do you think I don't feel the pain at all? I feel it as much as you do. But scars can only remind us where we've been. They don't have to detect where we are going.
Scar tissues, in fact, are the strongest part of our skin. No matter how many times we break, we must believe that we can be repaired.
Repaired? Papa, I remember seeing you repair a broken vase years ago.
Yes. Kintsugi. The method is called Kintsugi. It is an ancient art of repairing broken pottery, filling the cracks with lacquered gold.
Can you do the same for these three pieces?
But I stopped practicing Kintsugi a while ago.
Papa, please repair them. These pieces meant so much to us. They were also the last things that Hikari held on to.
I won't do it.
Why, Papa? Why?
Not everything can be repaired. There are some things that just cannot be fixed. I won't do it.
Papa, Papa, I know you're just like me. If you set your heart to it, you can repair it, and you'll find a way to do it. Please, Papa.
My decision is final. I won't do it. I'm going back to bed now.
What's wrong with him? Why wouldn't he repair them?
I think I know why.
Why wouldn't the potter want to repair us?
I'm not sure if I want to be repaired. What is my value then? Will I still look beautiful?
Toki, can all things be repaired and restored?
Not all things. Why do you say that?
Think about it. How could the potter restore us if we were smashed and crushed into very fine particles like ash?
That's a frightful thought.
You think we could return to our original state?
So we are as good as dead?
Not really. God would never despise anyone who is broken and contrite. It is in that broken, powdery state that we can be made into clay again.
So we need to go back to the wheel a second time?
For another round of firing and glazing? You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, wait a minute. That means we get to take on a new identity and be new and be beautiful again?
That's right. When we place the broken pieces of our lives in His hands, He will restore us to a beauty far more than what we can ever imagine.
So, God uses storms to do His finest work. That's because He has our most earnest attention then.
And the very storm that is used to break us is the storm that God will use to renew us?
Absolutely. Look, dawn is fast approaching. Let's see how our future will unfold.
One Okinawan seafood somerset, table 15.
Yoshi, Yoshi, don't go. I came here looking for you.
Riko, it's been a while. You haven't changed much.
You have lost some weight.
Yes, I think I have.
How are you?
I'm good. I work here now. Takata Ramen.
Yes, Nobu told me.
He said he had spoken with you. I didn't think you would come.
I have been thinking a lot lately. I need to put the past behind me. I've held on to this bitterness I had against you for far too long.
No, no, no. I was the one who was in the wrong. I was an irresponsible husband and father. I never should have treated you and Nobu that way. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me.
I'm sorry too. I hadn't been supportive of you. I was controlling, and my bitterness pushed you away. I guess we are all broken people.
We all have our cracks.
Look, I need to get back to the house soon. But here, take this. It's not much, but enough to keep you in good shape when the winter comes.
No, no. You should keep this for yourself.
I have enough, don't worry. I need to go.
You will stop by for some ramen sometime?
I will. Take care.
Papa, you're up early this morning. Are you working on some new project?
Yes. It's a kintsugi project I'm working on.
Kintsugi? Papa, you're repairing the broken pieces. But why? I thought you didn't want to do it.
I first learned kintsugi from Matsuda, my mentor. As a young artist, I was fascinated with the idea of restoring broken pottery. But I gave up all this 5 years ago.
Because of Mama?
Yes, I thought I could restore anything. But for her, there is nothing I could do. Her life just slip away from my hands.
Mama's death was very sudden. Just like Hikari's. Papa, actually, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. I know this is painful for you.
No. I want to. I'm not just going to restore the three broken pieces. But all those that were broken in the storm, well...
Papa?
And we will showcase all this for all to see.
It is about time you held an exhibition.
Right.
So what were you going to call it?
Kintsugi. Yes. We'll just call it Kintsugi.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Hanako Mita, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the opening ceremony of Hideki Yamamoto's latest ceramic exhibition, held here at our city's very own National Museum. As you can see, it's the Christmas season, and our city has been transformed into a fairyland of lights. Without further ado, we'd like to invite our national treasure, a ceramic artist whose work has astounded the world around, to say a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, Hideki Yamamoto! Good evening, Yamamoto-san.
Good evening.
Congratulations on the opening of your latest ceramic exhibition.
Thank you.
Would you like to share with us tonight what are your thoughts about this exhibition, which you have named Kintsugi?
Sure. I'm a man of a few words, so I will be brief. About a year ago, the village where I live was hit by a sudden storm. As a result, I lost my grandson. And many of my works, both past and present, were destroyed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your grandson. Yes, many prefectures were hit by that storm.
After the storm, I decided one day to restore all my broken pieces using the art of Kintsugi. This exhibition basically featured all my restored works.
Ah, I understand there are over 100 pieces on display.
Yes, in fact, it's 103 to be exact.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to us before we start enjoying the beauty of your art?
Brokenness has its own beauty. Do not be ashamed of your scars. It is your testimony to how you survive your battle.
Indeed. Thank you, Yamamoto-san.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the exhibition.
Thank you.
Congratulations, my friend. I am so very impressed. It looks like you have given every single piece here a new lease of life. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, my friend Hiroto. Thank you.
Impressive, Yamamoto-san. I never knew that Kintsugi art pieces can be so beautiful.
Yes, indeed. No attempt made to cover the cracks. In fact, you filled it with gold, making it even more striking than before.
It is the glory shining through the cracks.
Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
Thank you.
Yamamoto-san, these three pieces look really familiar. Are these the ones we last commissioned you to do?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are really beautiful. What is the price of each piece?
I'm sorry, these are not for sale.
Oh, really? Come on, tell me how much. I can surely afford it.
Thank you for your interest. All the pieces here in this exhibition are for sale, except this.
Ichiro, Ichiro, maybe you should commission Yamamoto-san to do another piece for you. Perhaps this time a Kintsugi piece?
Good idea. Good idea.
Enjoy the exhibition.
Papa, congratulations. Your exhibition is truly beautiful.
Congratulations, Papa. I couldn't even recognize some of these pieces. It's like they are born again.
Yes, they all look like your new works. Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
I'm so glad I work in your house. Now I can look at them every day. Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
Papa, I have good news for you. You'll soon be grandpa again. And this time, we are expecting twins.
Two twins! You mean double blessings? Oh, that's wonderful! Wonderful!
You are so blessed, my friend.
Yes.
I am getting very jealous of you.
Uncle Hiroto, we would like you to be the godpa of our twins.
Godpa? Me? Yes, yes, of course! Godpa!
Hiroto, you will make a good one. But remember, don't spoil them with too much sweets.
You know me so well.
One more thing, Papa. Naomi and I have discussed. I have decided to adopt the Yamamoto surname as a Mukoyoshi.
Oh.
Kiyoshi wants the family name to be passed to the next generation.
That's good news. Really good news. Now I can truly call you my son. Well done. Come, Hiroto. Let me show you some of my works.
Yes, please.
This way, please.
Congratulations, Nakamura-san.
Huh? It's Yamamoto-san from now on.
All right.
Kiyoshi. Right. Just call me Kiyoshi.
Let's enjoy the exhibition. Nobu? Nobu, is that you?
Yes, it's me. We meet again.
Yeah.
It's been some time since we last saw each other. You did well hosting tonight's opening ceremony.
Thank you. It's my first time, actually.
Really? Well, how have you been?
I'm good. I love my job. You know how I always wanted to be a TV journalist? So it's a dream come true. How about you? Still working with Yamamoto-san?
Yeah, I'm still working there. Nothing really much has changed in my life, has it? Well, I'm really happy we could see each other again. I've been thinking about you lately.
Oh?
I was wondering if... we could get back together again. That's if you're not seeing anyone.
Oh, that sweet of you, Nobu. But I've moved on.
Oh, you're already married?
No, I'm not. Neither am I in a relationship. It's just, at this moment, I'm contented of everything I have in my life.
I see. Sorry I asked.
No, no. I'll be off to Africa next month. We're shooting a documentary on human rights. I'll also be helping on orphanage for a while.
Wow, you live a very fulfilled life.
You can too. You're so good with your hands. Like your father, you make really good ramen. You should consider setting up a store.
I'm not quite sure about that.
You can do it. I believe in you. Sorry, I have to go. The crew is waiting.
Okay.
Bye, Nobu.
Bye. Hanako? Are we still friends?
Of course! Why wouldn't we be? I'll see you when I return.
Make me whole, seal the cracks of heartache with your refining gold.
Take my shattered dreams, Master Potter, gentle Savior.
Sear the searing seams with your golden healing lacquer.
Wielding beauty from pain, took away my shame, with purpose regained, my destiny's reclaimed. Wielding strength from my weakness, he birthed in me new faith. I glory in his meekness. I'm made perfect in his grace.
Never waste a tear, all our scars are precious. Every hurt, rejection, fear, you turned to good to bless us. You took my imperfections, inlaid them with your love.
your priceless redemption completely undeserved.
Wildest dreams. Did I ever imagine we would be restored?
Yes. Look at us now. We are more beautiful than before. More valuable now that our cracks are filled with gold. What a miracle.
Indeed. The greatest miracle is when God, the Master Potter, looks at us with all our messy brokenness and still says, I love you. I choose you. I'll give you beauty in exchange for your ashes.
He's given us joy in return for our sorrow and strength for our fears.
I'm perfect in my imperfections. Secure in my insecurities, I am beautiful simply because I am His.
What a journey it had been for us all.
Toki, where shall we head to next?
Let's go over to the village on the other side. The style of pottery there is quite unlike those we have seen. And there's also a 200-year-old kiln we can visit.
200 years old? That's a piece of history I'd like to visit.
I thought you were afraid of kilns?
Not anymore. Let's go, shall we?
What a wonderful play that was, right? Yes, let's give them one more hand. There's a lot more hands, but that's also good. Good morning, everybody. My name is Andrew. I'm a pastor here at Church of Our Savior. If you're new here, I'd like to welcome you one more time to our church. Well, It's, you know, who knew pottery could be so dramatic? You know, I must confess, my entire exposure with pottery up to this day, oh, now I'm more exposed. My entire exposure to pottery up to today was this one movie called Ghost, where they molded the clay. Yeah, that's right. You're all showing your age. Where they molded the pot together. And, of course, some of my friends, they took classes and they told me, hey, Andrew, I don't think you're cut out to be a potter. So, I never tried. But, in preparation for this play, our creative director, Nancy, she sent us all to learn a thing or two. And I learned three things. One, pottery cannot be my backup career. These hands are not made for potting. Okay. But I learned two other things. One, pottery requires a lot of time, energy, effort, and resource by the master potter to pour all of that into his skill and his art. He can craft something like that in 3 minutes, for 3 hours. Wow, I worked very hard. But what came out was just a lump of potential. It was quite bad. So pottery requires a lot of time, skill, resource, and effort. Another thing, after it's done, the potter needs some time to let it dry, needs to point a lot of attention into his work of art. A thing like this, not this one way longer. A thing like this, broken now, as it may be, takes weeks, takes quite a long time to make. But we all here, we all know how long it takes to break. Our lives, very much like the play has shown us, are like pieces of ceramic art. We, our own master potters, we pour our time, we pour our effort, and our resources, we pour them all into our lives, right? To make our lives something worthwhile, something beautiful, something purposeful, not just to ourselves, but to the people around us. Of course, however, all it takes is one stormy night. And what we're left with is all our effort scattered on the floor like so much broken pottery. You know, 8 years ago, I was in Japan and I was holidaying with my family. I was with my mom, my dad back then, my sister and my cousins. And I think this is my second time in Japan. First time as an adult. Yes. So back then when I was not so pastoral, we were kind of imbibing wonderful spirited drinks every night. We were going out and feasting and eating. We were doing a lot of touristy stuff. And one of those days we went to Nara. So like I said, we did all that touristy stuff. We posed inappropriately with respectable statues. We tried deer food and we fed deer food. Not a good experience. But at the end of the day, we were so happy and we went to a local eatery for lunch. We sat down, we were enjoying ourselves. I still remember this crystal clear. My sister, she cracked some silly joke about some Japanese word sounding like Malay. And my dad found that super hilarious. So he laughed and he choked on his tea. But he choked one mighty choke. He was like, oh! And he rolled all over the couch. Right? We thought it was really funny. We were like, who choked like that one? So we were laughing, we were half laughing, but we thought that looked pretty serious. So we walked over to him. We were like, hey, Papa, are you all right? As we took a closer look, we realized that half his face had frozen. Half his body couldn't move. where they helped him back up on his chair. And he couldn't speak. Drool was coming down from his mouth. And we realized at that moment, he just had a stroke. Funny, right? Just a moment ago, I was thinking in 2 days' time, I'll be at Universal Studios Osaka. 1 second later, we were wondering, are we going to make it home with Papa? Where's the nearest hospital? How are we going to pay for this? All of these thoughts. In one moment, our lives can turn. It doesn't take one night sometimes. Our lives are fragile. And of course, not all storms like that. Not all storms come so obviously. Not all storms, not all of us encounter such catastrophic storms that break us all into a rubble of debris at one go. Some of us here, our lives are long, on long and very stony paths. Every little mistake, every step you take, every stumble you make seems to chip away at you. And as you walk on this stony path of life, these chips, they start chipping and you start gathering them, these broken pieces of your life, more and more and more, until you realize, oh man, just to take one step, I'm, as it were, carrying a mountain, a whole mountain of broken pieces, a whole mountain of our broken past. And it makes taking that one step so difficult. It makes taking that one step having to move a mountain. And we're stuck there. What are we going to do when you have that mountain weighing you down? That mountain of brokenness. So how? Help! Anyone out there? Can't you see I need help? I need help to put it all together. I need help. I just don't want to be broken. Friends, I know what it's like to cry that cry. When my dad got hit with the stroke, my family were Christian, so we prayed. You know, and even as we were praying for God to heal him, I was thinking, you know, God, that's it. I can't be a pastor. I need money for this. I need to help my dad. I need you to help me. Friends, if that's you today, let me tell you this. God answers that cry. God will not reject your brokenness. In fact, God is looking for it. God desires it. He desires your brokenness. Why? Well, God can do wonderful things. Our hands, as our own master potters, may make fragile instruments. But God's hands, He can make your life, your broken life, your shattered pieces. He can gather them up and make something that you could never, never imagine. Friends, God loves you. And God is willing to take every one of your broken pieces, every little cry you have made, every tear you have shed, and every insult and shame that you have received. He wants it all. Because like a master potter, He does not see you for simply your what is good right now. When He looks at you, He sees what He may create. He sees the beauty that He can make. Of course, we prayed to God and we really needed Him to come and do His work. In fact, some of you here, you prayed for Him too. And after 3 days, He was healed. God put my father back together. He put our family, broken in that moment, back together. And He made it strong. Because that is His promise, not just to me, but to you as well. That He, God Almighty, because of His love for you, because He is not willing to see you remain broken, to see you struggle with that mountain of brokenness, He is not willing to do that. He is not willing for you to do that. What He is willing to do is to take your brokenness, however broken it may be, and make it into something beautiful. So after 3 days, my dad recovered, and God, from that horror story, as it were, He turned it into a story of beauty, a story of God's love for us, a story of God's promise to us. So you might be thinking, well, God has already promised, right? I'll just sit here with all my broken pieces and wait for God to snap His fingers and I'll be whole again. Friends, it doesn't work that way. God wants you. He doesn't want the good part and then He'll sort out the bad part. He doesn't want you to pick up your stuff and get yourself together before you come to Him. He wants you. He loves you. And He cherishes you just as you are. Broken pieces and all. We cannot sit here and keep all our broken pieces to ourselves, saying, okay, I'll just wait for God to come and magically make me something. No, God wants your brokenness. He wants to show you that the end of your brokenness is not a shattered life. It's not something that has to be restarted from scratch. No, God wants to show you in your brokenness itself, He can create something new. Because to Him, everything about you, your brokenness, your pain, your sorrow and your shame, everything is beauty to Him. Would you give your brokenness to God today? Yeah, that's a real question. Would you say, God, take my brokenness. I can't do anything with it. All I can do is collect it. But you, God, you can make something beautiful out of it. Are you willing to give Him your brokenness? Some of us here right now, you might be deciding, or in the midst of deciding, should I, shouldn't I? Some of you are much closer and you're saying, if that's true, I want that. I want you to know, those of you who are deciding, in fact, all of us without exception, that God loves you. God loved you so much that He came to die for you and to give you His word, His everlasting promise, that should you ever be broken, God awaits you with open arms. With His two hands fit for master potting, He will gather your crumbs together. He will gather the pieces of your life together and make something beautiful out of them. Would you give your life? Would you give your brokenness to God? In a few minutes, if that is you, if you are saying, Lord, take my brokenness, please. I don't know what to do with it, but you do. If you want God to make beauty, if you have decided to make, to give God your brokenness, that He make beauty out of it, in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. In the next few minutes, I'm going to ask all of us to close our eyes and bow our heads. And I'm going to ask you, those who want to give your brokenness, I'm going to ask you to make a decision. I'm going to ask you to make a decision to give your brokenness to God. So, when all eyes are bowed and all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, I'm going to ask those of us to ready our hands, and when I count to three, you will raise your hands right up. You will raise your hands to make a decision, and that decision will be to give your brokenness to God. So in a few minutes, I'm going to ask all of us to bow our heads and close our eyes. Are you ready? Let us all bow our heads and close our eyes. Right now, I'm going to count to three. Okay? One. Take a deep breath. This is an important decision. God is here calling for your brokenness. Two. Now, I want you to imagine all your broken pieces, all that brokenness that you've been carrying around all these years. I want you to imagine all of that tumbling past your shoulders, down your arms, and into your hands. I want you to imagine all of that debris of your life falling into your hands. At the next count, I'm going to ask you to give it to God. Are you ready? Three. I want you to raise your hands right now and give all that brokenness, all the brokenness of your life to God. Yes, I see those hands up there. I want you to lift up your hands. Decide to give to God your brokenness. I see that hand over there. God is calling for you. He wants to take all your brokenness. He wants to take all of that debris, all of that dead weight, and make it something beautiful for you. I see those hands at the back. God is calling for you right now. Give up your brokenness to God. Raise your hands up. Make the decision. Surrender your life. God loves you. And He wants to make beauty out of those broken pieces. Thank you, everybody. For those who have raised your hands, you can put them down right now. But keep your eyes closed and your head bowed. I'm going to ask one more time. If, brothers and sisters, friends, if your whole life, all you have known is brokenness, every step that you have taken, your whole life has revolved around this idea that to be human is to be irreparably broken. Brothers and sisters, friends, that is not God's promise to you. God promises instead that you would have that courage to give up your peace, give up your brokenness to God. He will show you a new way to be human. He will show you a new way to be beautiful, that your brokenness does not need to remain. If that is you across this congregation, if you are worried, if you are afraid, you just don't want to let go of your brokenness because that's all you know, let me tell you that God knows how to love you more than anyone you have ever known. He knows what to do with you. He knows how to show you that you can be beautiful again. If that is you, I want you to raise your hand right now. Make this courageous decision to give what you have to God. God will show you what He has for you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for those who have raised their hands. We thank you for the grace that you have given. And I pray right now, even right now, that you would fill those who have given their brokenness to you. You would fill their hearts with your love. That they would feel your presence. And even now, that you would trade, you would take their brokenness and give them your beauty. Lord, we pray, may you fill their hearts, strengthen them, and let them experience the joy of your salvation. This, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us rise and give a round of applause to those who have so courageously made this decision to give their brokenness to God. It's not easy, so let's support them. Okay, right now we are going to sing the response song, but as we sing, I want those of you who have raised your hands to come to the front here, in front of the stage, alright? You come to the front so, because we love to keep in contact with you, we'd love to walk you through this decision you have made, we'd love to support you and get to know you better. So if you have raised your hand just now, if you have decided to give your brokenness to God, come to the front. We want to support you in this decision, and we want to make sure that you know God loves you at least through His people. So let's sing this response song, Broken Vessels.
All these pieces, broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
For those of you, I would encourage you, who have raised your hands, or even now are deciding to give your brokenness to God, I encourage you, come to the front. We want to support you in this decision. We want to pray along with you, and we want to get to know you better. So as we sing, I would encourage those who have raised their hands, or even if you did not, come to the front. God is here, and God is willing to meet you. Come and meet with Him.
You take our failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And I can see you now. Oh, I can see the
if you feel, I'll ask this one last time. This is the last call. If you want to give your brokenness to God, you may not have lifted your hand back then, but you can come to the front and we'll help you make this decision. We'll partner you with this in your decision to give your brokenness to God. God is willing to give you beauty in exchange for that. Don't miss out on this. Take it, because God is here and offering Himself to you. If you want to rededicate your life to God, if you feel that you have fallen away and want to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to give you my brokenness again. I also invite you to come to the front. We'll pray here with you, and we will together be the community of God. If that is you, if you want to give your brokenness to God, or you want to rededicate your life to God, I encourage you, take this step of faith. We will partner you, we will support you, and we will love you all the way.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Give a round of applause once again. Encourage our brothers and sisters who have taken this step of faith in giving their lives, in giving their brokenness to God. Let us pray for them really quickly. Father in heaven, you love all of your children, and especially you rejoice over those that come back to you, that come to you not having much to give but their brokenness. And Lord, we know that you, the master potter, you will fill their lives with your love as you have with ours, and you will make them even more beautiful than they could ever have imagined. You will trade their brokenness for your beauty. And Lord, we ask that you do that even right now, even to those who may not have come up. So Lord, we pray, bless our brothers and sisters, bless them with your love. Give them your presence, and may you guide them evermore. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now, I would like to invite those in the front and the pastors who are attending to you. I would like to invite you all to the plaza where there are refreshments and where we can sit down and get to know you a bit better. So, As they go out to the plaza, the service is not over. Yes, I see you. I see all of you. The service is not over. Right? We still have to do at least one very, very important thing. So remain in your seats. That important thing will happen right now. We should give thanks to Nancy. Where's Nancy? Nancy, where are you? Nancy, can you come out on stage? Ha! Yes! Nancy is the writer, director, producer,
a lot of things for this play. She has spent years, literally, writing this literary work. So, give up your hands. We also want to appreciate Belinda, who wrote the music, the scores, everything for this play. We love to thank our crew over there, our media comms team, putting hundreds of hours into this. And here is the cast of Kintsugi one last time. Service, for some of you, I know you can't wait to go. The service is now ended.
I think our little boy has one last say.
Ichi, ni, sa!
Arigato gozaimasu!
Arigato gozaimasu! Before we leave, I'll just say a short prayer over us to send us out. Alright? So let's pray. Father in heaven, almighty God, who sent your only begotten Son, that you could show us your love. Lord, we pray that you send us out in the power of your Holy Spirit to love, to live, to feast, to eat, celebrate, and rejoice in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This we pray to your praise and glory. Amen.
Amen.
The service is now closed. Thank you all for coming. Enjoy your lunches.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.whos.org.sg. God bless.